local band, and they're called the Hopheads. That was our song, Yuma. This is our song, Arizona. Yeah, that's okay.
But built and awake here in Arizona, your neighborhood can be a drug, drop the kings. Oh, here in Arizona, where we don't know the meaning of all the reaction. Here in Arizona, hey. Don't care much for Mexicans, where it's still not murder to shoot two Native Americans. Here in Arizona, your neighborhood can be a drug trafficking zone. Here in Arizona, where every white suburbia is a gang epidemic. Here in Arizona, hey. We'll be right back. gun in every bar.
This is a, by the way, we're the Hopheads. This is a song we wrote. If I can remember the lyrics. This is called Little... I got my drummer smack-talking me over here. No, this is called Little Town. It's about our wonderful town.
Wastewater plant down, kids play with needles in the bar. We got rooms by the harbor down on Miracle Mile. 6 and Y was never traded in his heart. And in the downtown square, the mayor extraordinaire drives a trolley, conductor cap on his hair. We're better off dead, that's what I've always said. That's what I've always said. Got this hat backwards. That's backwards, ringing the wave of. Sign on the streets says new house, clean feet. But the bank won't lend the money so the kids can't eat. Cause dad's job is gone, down at Raytheon. The DES bought the baby, what went wrong? And in the downtown square, the man store, the mail's still driving that trolley. Conductor cap on his head. We're better off dead, that's what I've always said. That's what I've always said. We got this hat backwards, reading the wave. We got this hat backwards, reading the wave. We got this hat backwards, reading the wave. We got this hat backwards.
KXCI Tucson, your community radio. I am Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. This is the live portion of the show. We're live in Studio 2A. I'm here with the Hopheads. Welcome, y'all.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, bring on over your microphones. I see you all have microphones. That's great. Well, why don't you introduce the band? Why doesn't one person go ahead and introduce the band?
All right. Well, over here on drums is T-Bob Pritchard.
On the yellow microphone.
Yeah, on the yellow microphone. Because the color matters on radio. he also does all our production for us, all our keys, handles our mandolin, some acoustic work for us. And we got Mike over here on the bass.
Hello,
Mike
hello.
The Intimidator.
The green mic.
Holding down the fort. And then you got me. I'm Brian. Play guitar and sing.
The Hopheads. Tell me how you chose that name.
That was Mike's idea.
Yeah, actually, it was. I was trying to get another band I'm in to take the name, and they didn't want it. So it was left for us.
I think it's a great name.
I love it.
So. Yeah.
I don't know why the other band didn't bite, but we took it. So,
what does that name mean to you?
Well, you know, I think we're really kind of trying to go for something that's indicative of like the 30s kind of.
This is a long-term goal.
Yeah, you know, just kind of the feeling of the Depression era, and you know, that's a real common term from the. Depression area.
It means it's like an old-timey slang term for opium addict, isn't it?
An opium addict.
Or enjoyer of fine beers.
It's also a lot of beer clubs have
adopted
the
name. Well, that's what I was thinking.
Hop
I was thinking
heads.
Of
yeah.
hops. You know, of course, hops are used to make beer.
From bitter hops comes
it's all the same
beautifully
to us.
Sweet beer.
Yeah. And
it's all immoral.
And it could be... to hop, like to jump around, you know, have some fun.
That's the way I like to look at it.
We
I like
are
to
pretty
look at
bouncy.
Our music as a bouncy kind of sound, you know, a little bit of folk influence, but a really kind of bouncy, hoppy kind of.
Yeah.
It's good to get drunk to.
How long have you been playing?
Oh, man, since
less
May?
Than a, yeah, April, May, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not
so
too long.
Less than a year. Mm-hmm. But you already have some recorded stuff.
Yeah, well, before I started playing drums, I just got into drums a couple of years ago, and before that I was running a recording studio for, I don't know, several years, and I recorded a lot of bands, so once this project came up, it was a good opportunity for me to, you know, utilize the stuff I'd learned over the years all at once, and it's a different experience recording yourself versus someone else. You tend to be a lot more picky, you know, there's just a lot of like comfort things that as a producer I didn't quite understand, but now as a musician it's going through that. It's like, yeah, we need fans in the room. I don't care if they start blowing on the microphones. If it's hot in there, nothing good is going to happen. Just stuff like that gives you another perspective.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have any upcoming gigs?
We actually have a Rotten Records showcase on February 27th.
Well, let's start with Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We are actually playing Thursday. At the Whiskey Tango.
It's more excited about
the old Fender Skirts. I think we're going on about 9:30.
Wait, now, so Fender Skirts changed their name, or they have a new owner, or what happened?
They changed their name to Whiskey Tango.
Whiskey Tango.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. Possibly military influence in some way?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
They got the Rhino Pub.
Well,
too,
there's so. Whiskey in there, yeah. So.
Okay, so Whiskey Tango, which used to be Fender Skirts, on this Thursday?
We should be going on about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I believe that's at the corner of Broadway and Kolb, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on South Kolb.
By the Gaslight Theater.
Okay. Well, that's great. So so people can catch you live on Thursday.
Excellent. Yes, and actually the next gig we have booked after that is the 27th of February. We've been invited to do the Rotten Records Showcase at The Rock, which we're pretty happy to do. That's probably all the gigging we're going to be doing in February in town here.
Tell me about Rotten Records. Do you know anything?
Great label. I'm a huge fan of their roster. You know, DRI, Raw Power. Who have they signed?
I can tell
local
they're a huge
here?
Influence on us.
Gatrot, I believe, is the local artist who has signed with them. You know, they also produced one of the Toy Dolls albums, One More Megabyte, perhaps one
Isn't
of my favorite albums of
Megadeth
all time.
Megadeth signed to them at some point, too.
I believe, actually, the front man from Megadeth is currently on the label.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rotten Records Showcase at The Rock.
Two-day festival, the 26th, the 27th, Saturday, Sunday. We're playing the Sunday evening. We do have advance tickets. It's $15 at the door, and we have advance tickets for $10. You can contact us at thehopheads@gmail.com or check us out on Reverb Nation or MySpace.
So if people want to find out more about your music or about your shows, why don't you give that website address again?
ReverbNation.com/TheHopHeadsAZ.
Uh-huh.
Is that what we're at?
Yes. Okay, or good. On MySpace
I
also.
I said that like I knew it.
Uh-huh. And then you have your own website, too. What was that address?
Well, our email address is actually thehopheads@gmail.com.
Okay.
And anybody can contact us there. That would be great. Are you familiar with Reverb Nation?
I am, yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah. I hope our listeners are familiar with it. If you want to find lots of great music that you won't find anywhere else, it's a great place to go.
Uh-huh.
That's for sure.
Yeah, good. So, when you're playing, what is your goal when you're at a show? Is it just to have a whole lot of fun, or you know, what are you thinking?
I try to be miserable.
And he doesn't have to try hard.
Just one more fan.
I don't know. I always wanted to make music for people to drink to because I figure that's a good way to be invited back.
Uh-huh.
That's so fun would fall into that. I would hope. And yeah, I don't know.
Just let people have a good time, kind of a release.
It's yeah. I mean, I don't know about the other two guys, but I've been playing music since I was about 12. I mean, one instrument or another. So it's just something I kind of do, and I don't.
Yeah. No, yeah. We really didn't approach this with much of a plan.
Yeah.
We kind of figure now we have to try to put some kind of plan together.
Yeah.
We're
not really planning on playing.
We're not really
too
excited about that. Because we just want to go out and play.
We were lucky just to find Tyler, so we were happy. I mean, Mike and I have been in a couple. We were in the ill-fated punk band called the Whiskey Street Boot Boys.
Yeah, what was the other band you were in, Brian?
Oh, I don't even remember their name. They've changed it so many times, so yeah. I don't know. But then we just managed to find Tyler on Craigslist and got together and started jamming. And
yeah, I literally use this as therapy, so it's been good for me. Just a good creative release. And
it's a hideout.
It's really all I want to do is get out and play and have a good time.
And actually, we're going to do an acoustic set next, and about 3-4 weeks ago, we realized we could do a lot of our songs on folk instruments, so we decided we want to start playing coffee houses and just maybe busking on 4th Avenue just to start promoting whatever we're releasing or playing out or, you know, selling tickets for. So that's probably what we'll be doing next.
Well, let's do it. I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A. I'm here with the Hopheads.
What are we starting with?
That's a really good question. let's do No Chance Saloon. This is actually a song that I wrote. It's influenced by Eugene O'Neill's book, The Iceman Cometh. So that's where this one came from. Very happy tune, too. Just waiting to die. Do you like tears in your beer, or are you a more sardonic type? Yeah, the future is too clear.
are shuffling into that good night. Here at the No Chance Saloon, nobody's moving forward. All our options ran dry. Done all we can do. So we're just waiting to die.
Cool, yeah. And this is a actually, this next tune is, we got to let Tyler change over to the mandolin. But this next tune is, I actually wrote this song back in Austin, Texas, about 4 years ago. And I've been looking for the right band to play it and met these guys, and here the song is. This is called Statues of the Proud.
Of the proud will crumble in the dawn. It takes a bitter soul to write a better song. This loss will only save me from myself. I live for the struggle, a bitter hell. Soul to write a better song. This loss will only save me from myself. I live for the struggle and the bitter hell. My idols have all died to become grass. This world can take my songs and please call them crass. Call me bitter, call me adrift. I'll gladly take the ship and set it afire. But you think I'm a less. Drunk sometimes, do you know what you really want to say? Hey! Cigarettes are a great way to kill the pain, and love has cut through all the edges. And I'd rather jump into the unknown and never lost again. I'd rather be the worst of sinners than afraid of the sea. Call them crass. Call me bitter, call me adrift. I'll gladly take a ship and set it afire. Wish you think I'm a less. You think I'm a less.
That was good enough. I think that's all the acoustic songs we have, hey? So now we gotta switch back to electric.
Woohoo! Dumb bathtub gin when we begin.
Margaret Sanger, here's your sexual revolution. Good condoms in school, level 214 girls have heartbeats, baby, how about you? You know it's true. You know it's true. This ain't today's America, land of free love. Of hippies shagging in a field of flowers, so Austin Powers. But psychedelic drugs, they never got baby puke off a rung. Go ahead and have your fun, slam bam, thank you, ma'am, a little free love. But please stop breeding these unwanted children. This ain't your daddy's America. This is the land of free love. This ain't your daddy's America. We do just what we want, yeah. This ain't your daddy's America. This is the land of free love. This ain't your daddy's America. We do just what we want. This is the land of free love. This ain't your daddy's America. We do just what we want, yeah. This ain't your daddy's America. This is the land of free love. This ain't your daddy's America. We do just what we want.
Live in Studio 2A, this is Locals Only. I'm here with the Hopheads, and we just heard the second set, and that was the end of it with that song with the loud instruments.
The loud instruments, that's right.
Yeah.
Just depends on how hard you hit them.
It does depend on how hard you hit them. Yeah, go ahead and bring your microphones over. We can talk a little bit more about your music. And
okay, great.
Yeah. Now, do you have any releases out right now?
We have a demo that we did, when did we finish that? Like October, November, around there. It was just a little five-song thing that we did. But we have are we at 13 songs or
songs 13, we have on the 14, album? We had actually kind of planned on doing the release in about 2 weeks, and we had kind of hoped to kind of promote it.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, you know, since we got invited to do the Rotten showcase, you know, they don't want us to book any other shows or promote any other shows, so we're gonna wait until March to do the release.
Yeah, we need to track
so we can promote it
anyways. that's one thing, you know, a lot of people, the misunderstanding about recordings, you think that once you get the music done that, you know, then, you know, it's set to print, but no, vocals are, that's a whole nother battle by itself. Just because you do it, you know, we do it line by line, and so we'll do multiple takes of each line, so it ends up being very time-consuming.
It's a process.
Sounds good, though, when it's all over.
Well, tell me more about that. Just tell me how you're recording it, and how is it that you're recording line by line, and then getting that back into the actual mix. And
well, because what happens is he'll be in the other room, and what we'll end up doing is we'll loop each section, and you know, so he'll end up singing the same line, and he'll do usually about 10 takes or so before I'll be happy with one. and actually, we've started getting his girlfriend involved, because fiance, sorry,
hey,
because a lot of times when I don't have an opinion, I go, "What do you think?" And she knows him better than I do, so sometimes she knows what's wrong when I can't figure it out.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's a process.
Do you pick only one, or do you pick more than one, and then overlay them on each other?
Well, so you know, that's a fun thing about digital recording is sometimes when you know we don't have something that I'm entirely happy with, we'll say, well, what if we combine these two takes, and we'll do that for backing vocals sometimes too. We do kind of a lot of recording actually, because mm-hmm. We tend to record all of our practices, and if we have something that we like off of that, a lot of times we'll keep it and print it on our MySpace or Reverb Nation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, and then tell me, how are you going to do this release? Is it going to be printed CD with...
Haven't quite thought that far ahead.
We've debated the printed CD. We've debated putting out a short run on like vinyl and then having... most people go online to download the tracks.
Seems where everything's going.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah, the digital media is kind of, unfortunately, the way it seems to be going. So,
it seems to be going in the way of what?
Digital downloads, you know.
Singles, more singles focus, I've noticed, than albums.
Yeah, what did Cake's number one album sell? About 44,000 albums?
Something like that.
It's amazing to think that a number one album is selling 44,000 albums.
Yeah. What was it, like 5 years ago, they were all selling like mega millions.
Yeah, Britney Spears is like downloading 500,000 songs a week or something like that.
Yeah. People definitely tend to like the one song versus the record. Or we've talked about, we'll put out the record, and then we've talked about...
Yeah, we're actually talking about putting out vinyl, because that seems to, you know, there's always vinyl aficionados out there that want to keep it. So... it actually seems like it might be a smarter medium to go with than CDs at this point.
Wow! So you'd release vinyl.
That's just an opinion, though.
As your first as your first release, you'd release vinyl, but then you would have the tracks.
We're making this up right now.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds good, right? But
you're talking us through the process.
And then, of course, have them available for download.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah,
that sounds like a good
plan,
Dan. We're gonna go with that.
Solve the energy crisis, you know.
Smaller carbon footprint.
Well, what do you think about the idea then? I mean, of having an album of songs that you've put together or that go together. Are you saying that idea isn't as valid anymore?
No, I don't think we're saying.
Well,
that
and you know, and we've had another idea recently, which is that we just start releasing our songs three at a time, because it seems like we tend to go in periods where we'll do three at once, and then we'll work on those, and then you know we'll go another month or two and then learn three more. So you know, during that time, maybe if we just recorded them and started releasing, you know, lots of EPs basically.
That way the songs themselves have kind of something else to connect to.
Yeah,
but it's not as time consuming as...
yeah, you know, if we maybe had like a concept idea that we wanted to put together an entire package, you know, we'd be leaning more towards that. Of course, you know, we are looking at releasing the LP, whether it's going to be vinyl or CD. We're going to make that happen.
But, T-Bob votes for vinyl.
It's just something to think about, because the times, they are changing.
So, but you are pointing out that, as you say, times are changing. The idea of having, you know, let's say 30, 40 years ago, of having a recording label or a company invest in you and put out this, you know, really well-polished album, that just doesn't happen anymore, you know.
Yeah, you know,
rarely anyway.
Several years ago, I was in a music recording class and like production class, and they had this guy in who was some kind of big shot in LA. I didn't exactly understand what his background was, but he comes in, he's fielding all these questions, and I say, well, you know, if bands, you know, could record their own music on their own, they make most of their money off of touring and selling merchandise, and they're doing all their own promotion over the internet, what's the point of a record label? And the guy looks at me and says, that's a really good question, and then moved on to the next question. So I've always, you know, I've always been sort of a DIY promoter. It's something, I mean, especially when you could have the tools yourself to do all of those things, it's sort of going obsolete a little bit.
Yeah, you can release through Reverb Nation, for about $35.
You can sell all your songs on iTunes on your
international.
Own.
Mike sold on Reverb Nation, by the way.
Yeah.
That's his new favorite toy.
Yeah.
And have you developed any kind of a fan base on Reverb Nation or, you know?
Yeah, we're actually number two in alternative right now. For whatever that means.
Whatever that's
I don't know
worth.
What that means.
Huh.
Yeah, because they rank you. Because what's fun about Reverb Nation is they provide you with stats of, you know, how many people are looking at your website and listening to your songs, and even down to what percentage of the song they listen to.
It's
got a lot of useful tools on it for musicians.
Now, you mentioned something about developing a local fan base.
Did we?
Yeah, someone did.
I believe you did.
Do you have a local fan base? Or is that still
I like to
in
think
the works?
We do. In our heads.
Yeah. There's people who follow us. We're not sure why, but
most of our fans actually technically for some reason seem to be online and like in Europe. Oh. Why that is, I don't know.
Yeah, we are kind of blowing up in Italy.
Yeah, it is.
Blowing up in Italy. You got to define blowing up.
They think we're cowboys.
Americans.
Spaghetti Western kind of thing, I don't know.
Yeehaw.
Well, that is the nice thing about doing it on Reverb Nation is you say it's international. You can sell tracks all over the world.
Yeah,
how much do they charge for one song?
I believe it's about $35 to release it for an entire year.
So they charge you, but then how much do they charge the customer?
You can actually set the rates yourself. I think the average download's probably about $1.99 or $2.99 per song.
Hmm. Okay, good. Well, let's see. We have about a little less than 20 minutes left, about 18 minutes left. How many more songs do you have?
Well, that's a great question.
Want to do Revolver?
Yeah, let's do Revolver.
Let's
do Electric, though.
Yeah, I think we kind of have to.
Yeah.
Unless you want to do that, don't be that guy.
Well, I'm trying to figure out the timing as far as starting our next show, which, by the way, is called The Hub. We have Bob Girth getting ready right now to start at 10 o'clock with The Hub. And so stay tuned for that, everyone. Do you think you have enough material to fill in that time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do Don't Be That Guy, and then let's do Revolver.
Okay.
That should take up some time.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A. I'm here with the Hopheads, and we've got one more set for you up until 10 o'clock. We're setting up again. Looks like with the acoustic set again. At least one song.
Yeah.
Acoustic. So getting out the acoustic guitars and the mandolin. I love that sound of the mandolin.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
Instrument.
Give it a little teaser.
All right, ready?
Don't be that guy that everyone despises, who always compromises, always lies. Don't be that man that no one can really stand, who screws over his friends time and again. Smart, but now he's living in the park, so who's a retard? What will you say when the sun sets on the final day and you're all alone? And no one even remembers your face. Tell me, how will it taste? Be that guy. Don't be that jerk. Justice jerks and makes the women sick when you're around. Don't be that ass who smokes up all the grass and burns up all the gas but doesn't pay you back. Don't be that fool who thinks he's so cool when he's really just a tool for a bigger and better man. And what will you say when the sun sets on your final day and you're all alone? Thank you.
Yes, very touching, moving. It's called Revolver. We'll be right back. bad.
Thank you.